For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. It's not often we have guests come back again and again and again, but Mike Morrison has been on before. This is an encore edition. Mike, thank you for being here.
What you left out is that you actually didn't invite me. I just virtually crashed and said, hey, I want to talk to you again.
Yeah, but you know, invited, self-invited, it's all the same, right? At the end of the day.
It's all the same.
Oh. All the same.
Okay. Nice to see you, Darian.
Good to see you too. Okay, so we were just talking, Social Next. Tell us
Social
what that
Next.
Is. Because people know you from maybe, OG blogger, Mike's Bloggity Blog. They know you from Social West in Calgary. And then tell us what happened from there, Social West, to where you are now.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Social West is the largest digital marketing conference in Canada. And we're working on, our seventh year in Calgary. And the idea is sort of to be in sort of maybe unconventional cities or bring in unconventional speakers and make events affordable for mid to senior level marketers and really just connect people across the country. I think during the pandemic, that's what my company learned. Before that, we were doing just Social West, and I couldn't fathom bringing in webinars or doing anything like that. And then when we moved into pandemic mode, we did 5 virtual conferences called Social Next, and we sent everyone boxes and so they could participate and interact and things like that. And I saw what that meant to people, that they could participate from Northwest Territories or from Newfoundland or wherever. And so with that, we're expanding our reach of Social West. And so we're just about to do our first event in Vancouver called Social Pacific, which is not an unconventional city for a marketing conference, but filled with so many different types of stories. I'm so, so excited about that. And they have Social West is back in Calgary this June. And then we're adding Social Central in Ottawa. That'll be September 29th. And then we have Social East in Halifax, our fourth edition, coming up October 19th and 20th. So I'm excited about it because it's giving people a reason to connect and a place to connect, I think, at prices that don't break the bank.
That's incredible. And I feel like the touch points, you got Vancouver, we got Calgary, we got Ottawa, we got Halifax. And I feel like, do you have some cities that are kind of on your mind, or can you share that yet?
Let's get through 1 year of this.
Yeah.
First.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. No, but I love all 4 cities I have a personal connection to, but also I think they're very different. And so I got asked today in an email, like, how do I decide what event you go to? And I was like, well, they're sort of regional in terms of Western tends to be a lot more tech companies, things like that, where Eastern cities tend to be a lot more public sector, nonprofits, things like that. So I want them all to have different vibes. And I want people eventually, definitely Social West is still our big one. We're probably going to have 600 or 700 people there this year.
Wow.
And ideally, I think it'd be fun people saying, oh, I went to Social West a few years. I'm going to go check out Social East. I'm going to check out Social Pacific. And we had someone last year fly from Vancouver to Halifax for Social East. And I said, oh, just so you know, I'm about to announce Social Pacific if you don't want to come. She's like, no, I've been looking for a reason to come to the East Coast. This is it. So because in my blogger days, I was a travel writer. And so I love, in my emails, I'm like, if you have questions about these cities, let me know. Because I actually moved up Social East a few weeks to be right in the middle of fall colors. So if you're looking for a reason to come to the East Coast and see fall colors, Social East is that reason.
It's amazing. And usually what we see in the landscape, it's always been like Toronto and Montreal, if there's going to be a conference, right? And so tell us why you went kind of off the beaten track for this year.
I lived in Calgary up until the pandemic. I'm one of those people who moved during the pandemic to be close to family. But Calgary, I mean, the 15 years that I lived there is always an underdog in terms of what people think that city is actually about. And so definitely when I was there, I was a big community advocate for putting on events and activism and things like that. And so when Social West started growing there, when people would come, they're like, oh, I didn't know this could be here. I didn't know Calgary was this cool. I didn't know Calgary had this many companies. Like, these are people coming in from Toronto and, you know, our speakers from Vancouver and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't have speakers there about oil and gas or anything, even though that's the main economic driver for Calgary. There's certainly a lot of other things. And so when I saw the success of that, I'm originally from the East Coast, and I said, well, the internet is the great equalizer. It changes how we do business. It changes how we interact with each other. And so all of a sudden, the East Coast is in play like never before. And now the pandemic is here, and it's in play really now like never before, because now people really don't care where you work from, or, you know, as long as the work is done and you're on time and stuff like that, that stuff hasn't changed. So Halifax, that was actually, if people are listening on how to approach speakers. So one of the things is we pay everybody, all our speakers, but we have limited budget because our tickets are cheap. And so I often say, hey, we have this much money, but do you want to come to Halifax for the weekend or PEI or wherever? You know, I'm doing an offshoot event, PEI. And they're like, yeah, I'm in. I've always wanted to go. So, you know, it's giving them a reason. And then when they're there, they're meeting with potential clients. And so when we did Social East 3 or 4 years ago, someone from Twitter had never spoken in Nova Scotia before. That was the first time. And he was like, I can't believe we're not here more. And the attendees were so stoked. And so it's just about, yeah, bringing it to places that, you know, if you live in Toronto and you're like, oh, I'm going to go hear someone from Pinterest, you're like, oh, I know 30 people that work at Pinterest. It's not special for them. But for, you know, Calgary to bring in TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google, Meta, you know, those people don't come, and you don't normally have access to those people. And that's what these events do, is give you access to amazing experts within their own fields.
It's amazing. So most people don't know this, but Mike and I actually met because we both were running events at the same time. We had the Canadian Internet Marketing Conference. You were running Social West in Calgary. And I thought, hey, you are literally my neighbor next province over. We should be friends because we are doing, you know, samesies. We're both running a car.
Yeah. Well, I tell everyone this story because it shows how nice you are, that you emailed me the day that I announced the conference. I'd never heard of you before or anything. The day, and you emailed me, you said, hey, let's work together. Let's help each other out. What do you need? Come out, check mine out. And I was like, Why are you helping me? I was so cynical about anyone outside. And you said that, you know, the rising tide helps all ships sort of things. I mean, that's who you are. Everyone who listens to this podcast knows that. But yeah, we connected there. And then we've been working together on a few different things. And it's been really great to work with you and learn from you. And you're the most connected person I know. So if you're ever mad at me, please tell me and I'll apologize, because I can't lose this friendship.
Well, I think one of the things I loved about what you're doing, and this is the sad reality of our ecosystem, is when you see events, especially for marketing events, 9 times out of 10, and this is what sucks, is the speaker paid to be there. So not only were they not paid, but they paid to be there. And usually what you know, halfway through or sometimes even 5 minutes in, you're like, oh, this is a sales pitch. I'm being pitched something right now. I'm not actually going to learn something. And so for you to run an event where you actually pay every one of your speakers, you don't, you know, rent out or sell your stage, is really rare in today's economy.
No, and even if our major sponsors come in with want a speaking spot, like, I work with them just as much as I work with, you know, the speaker from a small agency about not making it a commercial, things like that. And I didn't do that on purpose. So these started as small workshops and grew into a conference. I'm not a conference person. I'm not someone that goes to a lot of them. So I honestly was just building what I thought was a conference. And it wasn't, people's reactions to these events, to Social West, is mind-blowing. Like, the day after Social East last year, I went home and just cried because I couldn't handle that many, not compliments about me, but just like how appreciative people were of it. And I was like, I can't be responsible for that many people's happiness. But it's, you know, people are there learning. And I had a friend once say, like, oh, usually at a conference, you learn 2 or 3 things. She's like, my notebook is full. Yeah. Like, and that's, you know, there's different events for that sort of salesy thing, you know, but I don't think that's our event. Ours is about a network of like-minded people connecting, sharing ideas. We don't do VIP seating or anything like that. So, you know, we have major national sports teams coming, and I want them to sit beside the small arts organization, but I want them to talk about something and maybe share ideas or maybe invite each other to each other's things. And it's been pretty easy to keep it. All of our sponsors and things like that, this is true, are people who've come to the conference. I haven't had a lot of success pitching the event unless you've been, because they either can't believe the price, or they can't believe the cities, or they just think it's a big sales, you know, another sales event. And then when they come, they're like, oh, I'm in, whatever you want next year, let's do it, kind of thing. And so I feel very lucky that I get that feedback in my business so instantaneously that I can respond and I can react and put on good events. I don't know if you know this, maybe you do. I do have moles in each theater. So I have friends who are sitting in each session texting me about each session. So they could tell me if the theater is too hot, too cold, that they can't, the microphone's not working, things that the audience is noticing that I wouldn't notice until 2 weeks later when I read the reviews. And so they're able to help me respond to it. And one time, I'll tell you, I'm making it sound perfect. It's an event. So one time I was getting these texts where it was a panel, and my friend was like, hey, the one female on the panel has not talked in like 25 minutes. And I was like, ah. And so I ran in and I grabbed the microphone and I didn't cut them off, but I was like, hey, I have a question. And I brought it back to her. And then it wasn't the host's fault. It was just, everyone just sort of got caught up, but I would rather be able to fix it than, you know, hear about it later and have people be upset about it. I'd rather them let them see that I care, that I want the best for everyone.
The other thing with conferences, and I love that you mentioned, you know, the idea of like, everyone's going to get to sit beside each other. There's no VIP. And the concept of circle. You can sometimes go to workshops where they design the room as a circle. So everyone faces each other and everyone's at an equal field, and you know, facilitators run that. I want to talk about what's going to happen after they leave this conference. They're going to get an email and they're going to invite them to what? And tell us about this kind of community that you've developed.
Well, to a circle. That was very, very good, Darren. So you and I are going to be working together. It's something that I've had since the big pandemic, but I just haven't been able to move it forward in the way that I want to as we are launching all these other things. But basically, we have an online community called Social Next. There's already 800 people in it. So basically, if you come to my event, you get invited to this community where there's, you know, message boards and there's webinars and there's past presentations from our conferences and there's past webinars and things like that. And it's just a way of continuing this community online. I think a lot of the time I put on an event in a city and then they're like, this is great. Now what? And usually I'm like, see you next year. But this allows us to sort of bridge that. And also hopefully it's going to be open to other people as well. So I think you and I are still figuring it out, but it'll be free for a few months. And then, you know, we'll start charging just so we can upkeep it and things like that, a membership price. But this hopefully is a way of, if you can't come to Social West, if you can't afford it yet, or you're in between jobs or what have you, you can still come to this community. It's going to be very, very affordable. That's always the basis behind everything I do, is, you know, financial accessibility. And so I'm really, really excited about it because I think I need a little Marketing News Canada jelly, like lift. I need your energy and then we'll be able to accomplish it.
I think there's something exciting about the idea of some people put all their eggs in the hype basket, right? Which is like, you know, a 3-day conference. It's amazing. And, you know, you can get to the pinnacle of the mountain and feel elated and everything's amazing. But then to have this community where you can have peer mentors and maybe kind of like senior mentors, and maybe you can mentor someone else all through a digital world and ecosystem.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the marketing world. I find you're either really, really connected and you know everyone, or you're sort of off in your own little stratosphere just by the nature of your career, your job, or what have you. And so this, again, is that merger, because both of those people are lonely in a way. They're both looking to connect with people. And lots of people have that sort of mentor energy and skill, but don't know where to place it. And so I think between you and I, we're hoping that they'll find Social Next to be that hub for continued education and community.
That's incredible. Some of the highlights, we got Vancouver coming up first. Give me a couple of the highlights from Vancouver and then a couple of the highlights from Calgary and the price point for these tickets.
Yeah, so Vancouver is coming, depending on when you publish this, but it's March 30th and 31st. And it's our first event there, and we're crossing over 200 marketers. I'm going to say this part, it's not a slight at conferences, but these are 200 people who have paid to be there. They aren't sort of these, you know, mass handout of tickets that sometimes happens.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen that happen. And then you show up at this event as a speaker sometimes, and I literally was in a room with seven people, and they were like, no, 98 people registered. That room you saw, the room, we won't say where it was or when it was, but that room, seven people. And there was a panel of like five of us that like gave up a day to come to this thing.
But that's the stress I would have. I could not overestimate to you and knowing that I can't guarantee that number. Like that would stress me out too much. So I would rather say there's 10 people coming. Do you still want to come? But so we're very lucky. We have over 200 folks, and we have TikTok speaking at our conferences for the first time. We have Google, we have Pinterest, we have LinkedIn, a bunch of local agencies. We have people flying in. You know, I'm so excited. I think means a lot for me to do an event in a city like Vancouver where there's a million events, and that 200 people 2 weeks out have already bought tickets. Like that, if I thought about it too much, I would probably cry. The theme of this podcast is I cry a lot.
And I saw BCMA is promoting it, which is really cool.
Yeah, I can tell you what, like, of course, with your help, but then the people that you connected me to, people have really hitched their wagon to this and are supporting it. You know, on those days and weeks where their ticket sales were slow, you know, I'd go on LinkedIn and see people who I haven't even met yet advocating for this conference. And like that really makes me cry. It really is special. So this year I'm very, very excited about it. I see the potential of this event to continue growing, which is great. And then Calgary's full steam ahead. I think we're going to be back to our pre-pandemic numbers. I mean, that was 800 was 2019. So we'll see. That's almost too many people for my venue. And that's the thing. We sort of choose unconventional venues as well. So we work with spaces that aren't traditionally conference venues, which means we're able to get them at a more affordable price. So that also means there's certain limitations sometimes. So, but this venue, we're at the Hudson, which is an event venue, but it's on top of the old bay, the Hudson Bay, and it has big old windows and, you know, it has some poles in the way, but at least they're pretty and things like that. So, and then we have the Hashtag Awards there, which is another project that I'm working with you on, and we're going to be celebrating marketers from across the country, and there's 10 awards. And so we start Social West with that on June 7th, and then two full days of sessions and conferences in June in Calgary, which is such a beautiful time of year there. So yeah, I don't know. This actually been really nice for me already, just this podcast, because it's like, I'm just excited and I'm so in my head when I'm working on it, but to sit up and talk about it, it makes me extra
excited.
I should get some hot.
So, the price point for these, are they similar? Is the price different for every city?
They're only different because, like, Social West is more because you get more. So, it's 2.5 days, 3 sessions every hour, stuff like that. So, I think that one right now, it's just below 500. I think the max is 600. So we have a while to go, but like we are selling tickets faster than 2019. So it's wild. And then Social Pacific is probably going to stay around 300 where it is right now, maybe $25 more just to get some incentive buying, but not much in that.
We've all been saving up our professional development budget for the last few years.
Exactly. And then honestly, what I hear, especially with East Coast too, is, you know, their companies that have professional development budgets are set so they can fly to Toronto, to fly to Montreal hotel. And now we're coming into their cities, and with the smaller price point, it's an easier yes kind of thing. And so, but if you're listening to this and you're coming, the best thing you can do is tell people that you're coming, especially in our new cities, you know, letting people know that it's real, that it's fun, that you're excited to learn from it and that they should check it out. FOMO is great. I'd rather alleviate the FOMO and just have them in the room with us.
It's amazing. So socialnext.ca,
socialnext.ca,
Vancouver,
yep.
Calgary, Ottawa, Halifax.
Virtual events, and then we're going to do the Social Next community with you, and who knows? You just come to me with ideas, and I say yes, because it means I get to work with you even more.
It's amazing. No, and if you haven't nominated yourselves, your agency, the brand you work at, friends, family members, make sure you nominate him for one of Canada's largest marketing awards show in the country, hashtag awards.
Another affordable thing, right? Like, I actually don't know the price on it, but I know it's very cheap because you tell me compared to other awards. So
yeah, it's the most accessible marketing award in Canada. And thus we've had so many applications. It's incredible.
Great,
so,
great. Yeah. I'm behind on that one, but your colleague, Chris, is just also running my life. It's just great.
No, it's amazing. Yeah. And same time, we'll announce the Hall of Fame. So the Canada's Marketing, Advertising, PR and Communications Hall of Fame winner. Past winners have been Ryan Reynolds, Seth Godin, and some few other pretty awesome people. So,
oh my gosh. Awesome. I'm so excited.
It's very cool. Mike, anything else you want listeners to know about Social Next conferences?
I guess one of the things is we don't typically hire professional speakers. So people who, you know, speaker rates are in the five-figure area, yeah, mid to higher, don't usually provide what I need them to at our conferences. I'd much rather hear from people who are, you know, working and then have to, you know, look up and are like, oh, I have to speak right now. And they're talking about something they just learned about, a new way of doing things like that. And so if you're interested in speaking, maybe you've never spoken before, or maybe you just sort of want to get a more elevated platform, that's sort of another thing we do, is we want the new speakers, we want the up and coming people. I think I'm pretty good at working with them to make sure that they can pull off a presentation that they're really proud of, that hopefully gets them other jobs. Like, one of my favorite things to do is see that some of my speakers end up on rosters for speaker agencies, because, you know, they were able to use what they, you know, presented at Social West to get those gigs. And so we don't do an official call for speakers. I just reach out to people and I read emails and things like that. So anytime you think you want to speak or you want to come visit different parts of Canada, send me a note. Mike@socialnext.ca.
Perfect. Perfect. Totally available and on all the social channels, LinkedIn, all Twitter. Yeah.
TikTok.
So question, I had someone who experienced a couple events in the Calgary area, one with a triangle, and they went to your event and they described it where they left your event where it was like practical, actionable, hearing from people who are in the trenches with them. They felt like they were shoulder to shoulder with the speakers and they could like walk away with tactical things. Whereas the other conference felt more like very up in the sky ideas, kind of like going to TED Talks, right? Which it was like, you know, I can listen to TED anytime on my YouTube, but it felt like come to your conference felt like, wow, I'm getting the freshest stuff from people who are like, from, you know, straight from the horse's mouth, straight from Google, straight from these brands that are able to pass this information on to me and I can apply it to my job and kind of grow in my professional development.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's thank you. Tell your friend, your person that said that. Thank you so much. That's the point of it. And like when I, during our networking or whatever, when I see our speakers sitting in the crowd or having lunch with the attendees, you know, I'm often surprised, you know, the higher, you know, the speaker VP of Google or whatever, I'm just making someone up, but like, I would assume they would come in, present and leave. But then I look and they're having lunch with people that they're just meeting. And I to know that they're each getting that special opportunity is something that's super special to me. But yeah, it's a heavy focus on, it's, I'm not saying it's boring. The presentations are great, but people are tired. I've heard the word overwhelmed, but in a good way. People just generally like it. And the reviews have been great. And I think I chat with you about it all the time, but it comes from a good place. Like I have nothing to sell. Once you come to my conference, it's not a sales pitch. You already did it. I already sold it to you, but now I have to prove it to you. And this is Marketing News Canada. So the marketing of it, in my eyes, the better the event, the less I have to spend on marketing next year, because the word of mouth does it for me. So the idea of someone coming to an event that I've sort of inflated to be bigger than it is, or something that's not, I could not, I'm not trying to sound like holier than thou, I could not handle it. It would crush my soul. Like,
yeah. But it is like going to school. You know, it's like a pro D day for marketers.
Yeah. You said to me before, I need to get it like so people can get credentials. So that's something that I'm looking at, because it is, you know, it's professional development. So tell your boss to tell you to come.
Amazing. I'm going to be there. Social Pacific. Yes. I'm going to be in Calgary, Social West. I hope I can make it to Ottawa. I love Ottawa. It's beautiful there. Love
Halifax. I feel like you've never been to Halifax.
No, I've been to Gander, Newfoundland. That's my only maritime experience.
Oh, okay. Well, come to East. East is fun.
But can I do two requests then? One, sure. We go to the beach. The tide show isn't that I watch with my kids?
Yes.
Yes,
we go there. That's in St. John. That's where I am.
Oh, is that far away? How far away is that?
No, it's like 5 hours.
Oh, okay. Grab the first one. Second request, can we get the dude from Street Sense to show up? And can he say, this is fit for the pit?
Jonathan Torrance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can. Okay, he's very busy. Actually, look at his IMDb. That man is acting a lot.
He hasn't stopped.
He's not stopped.
It was Street Sense, man. They kind of blew him up. He's just the best.
Street Sense was a show ahead of its time. And financial literacy is the only way kids learned about financial literacy. And there's no shows for adults. So
there's all these banks and credit unions being like, we need to figure out financial literacy. I was like, guys, just bring back Street Sense and you've solved your problem.
Street Sense. Like... problem solved.
Amazing. Mike, thank you for being here. Thanks,
Darren,
for coming on the show.
I can't believe I'm so lucky to be on the show more than once. I think this is maybe 3 or 4 times, so I appreciate it. And yeah, tell your listeners and viewers that I'm available to chat about events if you ever want to speak or be involved or anything like that. It's a community thing. So
it's amazing. And maybe in the future, we might do a combo. Marketing News Canada teams up with the Social Next community for something special. So
love
that'd
it.
Be awesome. Cool.
Can't wait. Thanks, Darren.
No, thank you, Mike. Thank you for joining us, everyone, this week on Marketing News Canada. Hope to see you in real life. Events are back and they are awesome and they are good in Vancouver. It's actually going to be at a movie theater, which is so, so cool. Scotiabank Theater, downtown Vancouver. See you then. See you there. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.